Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That was Drake May on the Amazon Prime post-game show, hearing the MVP chants from his adoring fans in Foxborough. I will say, Ted, something that I've enjoyed over the last couple weeks in leadership of Drake May is the way he deflects the MVP question. 2 weeks ago, he actually said, might have been Baker Mayfield. He's had a great year. Last night, it was, might have been Travion. He had three touchdowns. He was
love
great
it.
Tonight. He finds a new way every week to deflect.
It.
It's and they're right on the Amazon broadcast. It comes naturally to him, or it's programmed in him now. Maybe it didn't come naturally. Maybe the father, the mother, the brothers, all those.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's natural now. He doesn't have to pause and think. There's no delay. Like, what am I supposed to say here? He says it.
He's Fitzy. I think he's very likable. Like, kind of like. Like, does anybody hate Josh Allen? Any Patriot fan hate Josh Allen?
No,
it's hard to
no,
hate
they
him.
Like they Pats fans have their fun with like trying to suppress or always keep the Bills fans down, because if they get one, they get more, then they think they'll hold that over them, which seems kind of petty to me because they've got none. They've suffered for decades, and they really do have one of the best football players and most likable professional athletes in a quarterback. Like, name another guy if your guy can't win. That you would rather see on top than Josh Allen. Dude does everything right.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop quiz then. Who gets a ring first, Josh Allen or Drake May?
Drake May.
Ooh, Teddy is all in.
Drake.
Teddy
May.
Is drunk with love
dude,
on a Friday.
I am a little. I'm a little sleep deprived.
Wow.
It just things are coming out that I might regret later on. I'll be driving home tonight. I go, why'd I say that?
Don't worry, it's just radio.
But,
they record everything.
Yeah, no one's listening, right? So, I don't know. I'm at that point. I've always really just loved his game, and now that the winning's come, and now that his personality's coming out. I don't know how you. I love the humility. I love the deflections. I like all the commercials he's doing now.
The Sony. A lot of Sony in the rotation last night.
He'll be selling air fryers.
Doesn't he look like? He looks like he's a little kid.
Yeah,
and he's like our little kid. That's our guy.
Kind of is a little. I mean, he's 23.
He is.
He admitted to us he can't grow facial hair or grow a beard or anything like that.
He goes to bed at like 8 o'clock. He called him and his wife like old men, like old like grandparents.
Right. He asked about his drip, and he's like, I don't buy clothes. My wife does.
Right.
And before that, it was hand-me-downs for my brothers.
Yep.
Like, how do you not? He drives the same truck that he drove in college. Like, how do you not love that kid?
And the one thing, and we'll get to your phone calls real quick, 617-779-7937. He grew up relatively well off. Like, his dad was an NFL quarterback. Yeah. His brothers, they all go to North Carolina. They win a national championship.
that he doesn't come off as the, like, stuck-up, pampered, rich kid that was molded to be an NFL quarterback.
Was he rich, though, or was he just, or, I mean, he, well, just, he didn't grow up poor. I mean,
right,
you know, like most
he's
pros players.
Well enough to do, and I will say, you know, it's as people continue to look for new talking points, new things to buff up about Drake May, today's topic has been, if I'm gauging Instagram and Twitter correctly, all these people now, from Nick Saban, who talked about it on McAfee earlier, Greg Olson, loving that he's been a multi-sport star, because Drake always said, play as many sports as you can. Now you've got all these guys coming to his defense saying, like, don't just hyper-focus on one sport and make that your all. Like, be an athlete,
yes.
Because look at, it's his athleticism that is coming to the fore. Yep. Along with his intelligence and experience on all these plays.
It's true.
He's so silly. He's just a puppet for Josh McDaniels.
No, actually, I apologize. It's the schedule.
Yeah, it's the schedule.
That's what it is. Hey, real quick, though, there's a great picture that I saw out there today. Go ahead, say it.
You're talking about the one with Vrabel in the background and Drake in the foreground?
Nope.
Oh,
he,
I liked that one.
Well, that's a good one. No, but it's Fidji just mentioned Saban. It's Saban scouting Drake May at his basketball game.
With Sarkisian sitting next to him.
Right. And there's Drake sitting on the bench in a basketball uniform at a basketball game, and they're scouting him to watch. You know what? It's so true. Play as many sports as you can. Play as many sports as you can, because there's such value in it, for sure.
And did they really think they were going to steal him away from North Carolina?
I don't know.
The family kind of school and the legacy and all that. I did also like Fitzy when
I think he was going to Alabama at first.
But I don't. Think it was real.
Yeah, maybe
it
not.
Felt like that's and then I'm gonna go where dad went and brothers went and everybody else went. But he did admit that he knew that dad always wanted one of the boys to be a quarterback.
That's right.
It ended up being the last one.
That's right.
The quarterback. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Kent in Maine. What's up, Kent?
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen?
Good, man.
Super.
You sound like me when I woke up this morning.
You hung over?
No, just my normal voice, unfortunately. I am looking to put a different perspective on the comments of Bart Scott for you, and this pains me as a Kansas City Chiefs fan. However, this means that now the New England Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. Whenever Bart Scott makes comments about a team such as he did with Kansas City in 2022 and 2023 about how the Ravens are going to take the Chiefs down, how the Chiefs are losing it and everything, well, we see what happened with the Chiefs. They won the Super Bowls and stuff like that. So I would look at it a different way, that, in fact, Bart Scott's comments are actually going to lead you guys to the Super Bowl.
Love it, Kent.
Thanks for the call,
way to
Kent.
Go,
love
buddy.
It. I like the optimistic spin
awesome.
On it.
I forgot about that.
Yes. I was going to poke at Kent a little bit and see.
Nope.
You know, enjoy Patrick on Sunday, Mahomes making Drake May-like plays, because that's what we're doing now.
Right. Can I just say, too, don't apologize for your voice. That's a badass voice.
Oh,
you guys
definitely.
That's his normal voice.
Yes.
That's a hell of a voice.
That was a hell of a voice.
Yeah,
let's go back
nice.
To the phone lines. Joe and Lynn has a comment on the game manager discussion. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
I apologize. I don't have the same voice as them.
It's okay, Joe.
Okay.
You're good,
all different.
It's okay, my man.
I just want to comment on this game manager. It's ludicrous. The fact of the matter is, this kid is doing things that Tom Brady never did in his first few years. And I'm not saying he's Tom Brady.
Yep.
What I'm saying is that if you look back at Tom Brady, the 2001 versus to 2004 Tom Brady was probably a game manager.
Yep.
And then he became the GOAT. This kid is doing things at 23 years old that are mind-boggling. I'm not saying he's going to be Tom Brady. What I'm saying is, appreciate what you're seeing right now.
Thanks, Joe.
Amen, Joe. Amen to that.
Also, it's a 25-year difference. Like, it's a different football game now than when Brady started.
It is, but, you know, Joe didn't want to say it. No, I don't think anybody wants to say it, but can we say it? Can we just keep going on this?
Drake May's better?
Drake May is a better quarterback in year two than Tom Brady ever was.
It's inarguable. Wait, what?
Inarguable?
Wait, I was about to say inarguable.
Brady ever was, or just his year
in
two?
His second year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought.
Sorry. I
was agreeing until you added
his
the phrase.
Second year.
Yeah.
Okay, what about this? He's way more athletic than Tom Brady ever was.
Sure. Oh, 100%.
Okay, so you can't argue with that one.
Nope, I can't argue with that.
Is he a better quarterback than Tom Brady ever was? No. But is he more athletic and more skillful? Oh, yeah. I think that's inarguable. That doesn't mean he's going to turn out to be a more accomplished, successful, or better quarterback. Right. Tom Brady played the quarterback position at the highest level.
Right.
You have a quarterback in Drake May who has the skill set and the athletic ability to potentially be that guy, but he's not even close to where Tom was as far as playing the position. But where Tom was in year two versus where Drake May is in year two, night and day difference.
Although I love Tom Brady, I got to tell you, I do love Tom.
So let's take the comparison a couple steps further. He's also better than Josh Allen in year two.
Correct.
Oh, night and day. It didn't take him till the end of the season to get good.
There are two comps, though, for Drake May in year two.
Correct.
Their names are Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. That's the conversation you're in. What do those two have in common?
They won
MVPs.
MVP
in
year
their
two?
Second year.
MVP
Did
year
they win
two?
Super Bowls in year two and three?
No.
I know.
No.
So, man.
Lamar was bumped by Vrabel's Titans, and Mahomes was bumped by Brady.
Yep.
Can you imagine if he wins the Super Bowl this year, doesn't win the MVP, and it's going to be like, you know what? We want the guy that wins the Super Bowl, not the MVPs, baby.
Oh, yeah. Or we could just take both. What if he wins both?
Peyton Manning, go ahead. Win your MVPs. We'll win Super Bowls over here.
Oh, we're back to that.
Ted, last Sunday on the postgame show was the first time I felt all season that Robert may have told someone who works for him to contact a construction company to just start getting some loose price estimates for what it would cost to demolish where they have the six banners and see what it would cost to put up seven.
I love it.
Well,
I love it.
The trip to Santa Clara will more than pay for that and all the merch all the everything that Drake May is rekindling.
I like it, Fitzy.
617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's mix in a quick story. Do we like story time, everybody?
Story time.
Okay.
Story time with Ted.
Story time with Ken and Ted. Go to Ken in New Hampshire. What's up, Ken?
All right. I just want all the EI listeners to know that Teddy's the real man. I mean, he's personable. He's a human being. And not only that, he did a signing in Nashua, New Hampshire on Main Street. And he probably knows this going way back. And I'm in line. I'm about 15 people deep. And I'm talking to my wife on the phone. I said, yeah, I'm in line. I'm going to get Teddy Johnson's autograph. He's like, no, I'm telling you. And Teddy, you were signing autographs and people were just leaving and going. And all of a sudden, I'm like 5 feet deep. You look at me and you go, give me the phone. So I hand him my phone. He starts talking to my wife. He's like, yeah, this is Teddy Johnson. He's signing autographs. He's like, yeah, no, this is Teddy. And all of a sudden, he goes, come here. I walk around the table and we take a photo together, me, my son, and you, and I never got your autograph.
Ken.
I took the picture, and I have it in my, I got a Brownie Lounge, I got all my Patriot stuff down there, and I've got your picture, but
no autograph.
The no autograph. I'm like, and I've been listening to you guys all the time. I never call into these shows at all. This is my, honestly, God, it's my first time ever calling in.
All right, Ken.
Hold on, Ken. Hold on. Before you go, I appreciate this. Make sure, guys, can you get his
83
his phone number and address?
Or he can send it here, 83.
No. I'll send it. No, he's going to give, Ken, give the address to our producers, and I'll make sure you get the autograph you didn't get all those years ago. And I appreciate
he's on hold. But he was so starstruck. He was so starstruck that he forgot what he was there for. Yeah.
Ted Johnson, I had no idea how intelligent he was.
There you go.
That's hurtful. That seems a little hurtful there.
Did he be surprised by that?
At first, I thought like you were hitting on his wife or something. He said like you took the phone.
I'm
and
always nervous when
wife.
They say I got a story about Ted.
Right. There's, like, where's this going to go?
There's
cross
a lot of stories
fingers.
Out there probably about Ted. Hey, guys, when that defining moment comes a knocking, your boots should be rocking. You know what I'm talking about?
Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Cody on the Cape. What's up, Cody?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I love the show.
Thank you.
I just want to go back and just talk about how Steph Diggs is just over. I mean, he's just, from the start of the season, I was one of the people that really, really loved the Steph Diggs game. And with all the comparisons to Josh Allen, this guy has come out. Do we not forget that Josh Allen had Steph Diggs, like at what most people deem the prime of his career. Already what Steph is doing with Drake is just incredible. And just to have a real number one receiver again, it's such a nice feeling. I mean, I haven't felt it since Edelman left. I love this guy's game. I love his leadership. And I think it goes a little bit understated, but the credit can go around. Have a good day.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Cody.
Is he number one?
We're
he's a true number one?
Positive now. I can't stand it.
Steph Diggs is your number one?
Yes.
For this team, he is.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Booty wants to be in the conversation. Booty makes plays.
Okay. You're comparing him to another guy on the team as a number one.
Or do you mean like comparing
like
him to...
Is he a number one compared to speaking to, you know, Justin Jefferson and
Puka
Nacua and, you know, all the other...
Yeah, no.
Quote unquote number ones.
He's not then.
Okay.
That feels
Those are the elites of the elite.
I feel like you're listing all pro caliber and we're talking Pro Bowl.
But he's elite for this team.
Yes. And or even more importantly,
he's
perfect for this team. He fits. Perfect. Whatever it is. Like, do I think the name is going to come up. So let's just bring it up right now. I'm sure we all saw A.J. Brown saying, if you have me in fantasy, drop me. This is blah, 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 blah. Like all the things he's saying, that's going to come up again. Mm-hmm. And A.J. Brown, you lust after, right? Big, strong.
D.K.
young,
Metcalf.
The whole thing.
I lust for D.K.
But as Fitzy kind of alluded to, did you kind of back your way into the perfect guy for whatever reason? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have predicted it, Fitzy. You wouldn't. Because, Fitzy, if I had given you the choice of Steph Diggs or A.J. Brown, who would you have taken?
I don't even need to answer that.
Right.
One.
Yep.
And also, probably remember, was it last week or the week prior who told us, I think it was Hoyer, sometimes the best deal you make is the one that you don't make.
It was Brian,
And all those deals that they didn't make with all these guys that that are the classic diva receivers, you could have easily put Diggs into that category as well. I don't think any of us, now we know why he was coveted in so many locations. I don't think any of us possibly saw this intense level of leadership, energy, and focus.
And don't forget, all the guys that we're mentioning that didn't come here, and we're glad they didn't because we got Steph, is because Steph was, he was damaged goods.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was a guy that was coming off an ACL, older, nobody wanted him, so... You know, it takes a little bit of luck to have success, too, now. You got to have a little bit of luck.
He had a lot of baggage.
Year and 2 weeks since he tore his ACL.
Yeah.
Year and 2 weeks.
Who even remembers? He tore his ACL.
Yeah. Really?
Ancient history.
Was it 10 years ago? No, it was like last year.
Yeah, ancient history. I do need to give out the address, though, to the 508. I don't know if this is real or they're trolling me, but why not just take a shot at it? Give out the address, Andy. I need to send beer. Okay, it's 83 Leo M. Birmingham Parkway, Brighton, Massachusetts. And the zip code, Dan Ball, is
02135.
And the good news is if you send beer, we'll drink beer.
Well, attention, Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Nick Fitzy Stevens always angling for a good beer. 617-779-7937. Let's go to Paul in Providence. What's up, Paul?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call. I appreciate it. Really quick, I just want to say, like, I won't say that that May is making things look easy because nothing's easy in the NFL, but he definitely looks comfortable out there. Fitzy, I called about 3 weeks ago on the post-game show about Trayvon Henderson, that he was due for a 3-touchdown game, and we finally saw it. This kid is a beast. I love it. It's coming on, you know, because Ramondre's injured, he's coming a little bit upon that, but I'll take it. I like the kid. I like him in the lineup. And you cannot say enough about Stephon Diggs. You guys are right on the money. When you look at Stephon Diggs, he could have come in here. He could have been a cancer. He was a diva receiver, or we thought he would be, but he has come in here. He has become a vocal veteran, a guy that knows winning, a guy that knows how to win, a guy that has made other quarterbacks great, and he's making Drake May great. And like you said, the DK Metcalfs, the AJ Browns, the guys that they passed on, the guys that didn't want to come here, he is giving them the number one finger up to them. You know, he's just been nothing but positive to this team, and I love it.
Thanks for the call, Paul.
Yeah,
I agree, but I don't think Ray in Boston does. Interesting juxtaposition here. Let's go to Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hey, guys. You can put a minute on the clock. I don't really care. I'll call in next week with another minute. But, however, my day is better when the Patriots win. I've been feeling real good lately. The wine tastes sweeter. The steak tastes rarer. Drake May is the best quarterback in the NFL this year. He had the worst weapons in the entire league, plus an aging Steph Diggs who can only play out of the slot. He's got the worst weapons. If we get this guy a bona fide number one, he will throw for 50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, 10 interceptions. Book it. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Thanks for the call, Ray.
There it is.
A minute's longer than you think. You only took 34 seconds to get all that out there. Right, Ted?
Yeah.
A minute can be a long time sometimes.
Oh, yeah. It's not what she said.
Yeah,
but yeah,
okay,
you know,
okay,
you know.
Ted.
Do we blame him for being giddy for Drake May?
You're giddy too.
I told you the shirt I want to go buy. Yeah, I mean, I'm really worked up for Drake.
But
man,
his mindset there, and this, we're getting ahead of ourselves because the season has to play out. We don't know where it's going to end.
Yep.
But he's bringing up, you know, go get him a number one, and he'll throw.
Sure. Let's enjoy this.
And you risk upsetting the apple cart a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, we talked about it at the trade deadline. And that way, A.J. Brown is going to be available. At some point, they're going to be done with A.J. Brown in Philly, right? He keeps bad-mouthing them. They keep having to ask questions. So a guy like A.J. Brown is going to be available.
Like, you think, how many people would, you know, do you want to bring A.J. Brown into this, what feels like a harmonious kind of locker room right now?
Where the
vibes are high right now? Fitzy?
Why would you, at this point, would I add it to this one? No.
No, but in the offseason, would you?
But also, you have to remember, he's going to also feel like he's being rescued. The salvation is at hand, and who has worked better with him than Mike Vrabel? Nobody.
Right. Andy's a Patriots fan. Andy wanted to be here. Andy cried.
It brings his career full circle. I guarantee you, model citizen for at least one season if he comes here next year.
I guarantee you, model citizen for about 3 weeks until he doesn't get any targets, and then he's bitching about
it. We thought that about Steph Diggs, too.
Yeah, but he's getting the targets. Okay. And they're winning. So what if all the targets keep going to Steph Diggs and Mac Hollins, and he's like, you're throwing a Mac Hollins over me?
But Steph Diggs has only been the leading receiver in 3 of the 11 games so far, or 4. You know, then it's been 5 other guys for the other games. So it's, you know, and Steph Diggs has bought into the, you know, kind of the attitude that it's a committee kind of thing.
The distribution model.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, the Zen master Vrabel would convince A.J. Brown too, right, Dan Ball?
That's right. I would also remind the floor, and I know this is a little bit of a brutal way to look at it, that there is a 1 year out in Diggs' contract, so maybe you trade in the Diggs for the new and improved A.J. Brown model.
The younger version?
I mean, you could certainly avoid any drama that seems to follow him in the years to come in Minnesota and Buffalo by doing that.
Oh, it usually ends poorly.
Let me ask you this. Has there been a time at all this year where you look at the game and you go, God, we really could have used the number one receiver there?
No. No.
You know, is there a situation, a third down, a fourth down, where you go, boy, you know, if we just had A.J. Brown there, this would be a different team.
No, but the flip side is, the example I would use, that Falcons game, when I watched Drake London slap around the secondary of the Patriots, you did think, imagine if Drake had a guy like that he just threw to on every play.
You just walked into my trap a little bit.
Okay, because, set me free or kill me.
Because if you remember, so they played the Falcons 2 weeks ago. Last week, Drake London torched the Patriots 2 weeks ago. Last week, they played the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And what did the Patriots do? They ran the same exact Drake London play, but with Steph Diggs on that fourth down play and got the touchdown. So Steph Diggs is Drake London.
Now I know you're drunk or something today. But
they used the same play that Drake London burned Marcus Jones on.
They used the same play. The end of that he is Drake London might be.
On that one play, he was.
Yeah, on that one play, he was. Yeah. And he looked good last night. 100-yard game for the Patriots as they beat the Jets. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. And I did want to bring up a little topic, something that popped into my head while showering. You guys know I do a lot of thinking in the shower.
Could have just left it and it popped into your head, but that's cool.
What's been more surprising this season, the individual success of Drake May or the success of your 9-2 football team? Team success versus quarterback success. What's been more surprising? We'll talk about that next here on WEEI Afternoons. But Dan Ball first has what's trending.
Even if it's in the shower, I don't know, regret after the game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In the ride home.
He's my MVP, man. I love him to death as a player. Obviously, I love him to death as a person.
I'm biased, but I think he's the best player in the NFL. There's no game that we're out of when we have him.
That was made in for Travion tonight. I mean, he scored 3 touchdowns. So, you know, I think it's, you know, our fans have, you know, been great with, me since I got here, since I got drafted. And I think I just appreciate them for, you know, embracing me, you know, just trying to embrace this city and, give these fans and this team and Belf leave it all out there and give them everything I got.
Will Campbell needs to talk more.
I agree.
Can we put in a request like next year or something when he settles in to have him on the show? Like,
yeah.
His voice is awesome.
The best.
And the way he says things is it.
Yeah. I mean, it's Sling Blade kind of, right?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Sling Blade voice, yeah.
But like, he, you know, he's so.
I like him, Frank Fried.
There you
Tater.
Go. There he is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on a, not just me, but you and I were on a flight back from Green Bay.
Oh, yeah, with his boys.
And it was like half the plane was full of Will Campbell friends.
Yep. Which is a big deal to me.
Which said all you need to know about Will Campbell. He's got all these friends from LSU that flew up there just to see him get drafted into the NFL at draft up in Green Bay. And it was – I just thought that was cool. That said a lot about the kid.
And they were all like normal-sized friends, too, not just like a bunch of like his offensive like, line or whatever.
Right. They weren't football players.
No, so. None of them looked like football. And if they were like the little slot receiver on the high school team or whatever. I thought that was interesting, too, that he had just, you know, a bunch of little Andes running around. Yeah. Yes, Dan Ball?
Not a take, just an observation. The first time that Drake spoke about Will Campbell, he went out of his way to go, oh, he's just a good Southern, like good old Southern boy like me. I think he's really kind of become the safety blanket for Drake. You saw those pictures courtside at the Celtics. Wife, Will Campbell. Like, he really, they're doing endorsements together. I've seen them in commercials
and billboards and stuff
like that. I think he's doing so much off the field to make sure he's comfortable. He's always got somebody to eat with in the locker or the lunchroom, I think he mentioned.
He said that.
I think there's a lot more off the field that maybe we don't give as much credit for.
Calculated or organic, you think?
Calculated by whom?
By Drake. Like, this is my left tackle. I literally want him to be organic. Okay, it is.
Yeah, it's organic.
I thought so when he said that line about having the early on line about, like, you know, I didn't have anybody to eat lunch with or something. Like, I thought that was very organic, not like, oh, I'm going to, you know, curry favor with my left tackle.
I think it's just kind of happenstance. I think it's very helpful that Drake gets to have this kind of relationship with his left tackle, but I also think they just happen to have the same background, so it makes it easy for it to be natural.
I thought when you asked the question, Fitzy, I know you want to jump in. I thought you asked the question, you know, is it organic or is it contrived? Mm-hmm. Thinking that the Patriots drafted Will Campbell specifically to be his Drake May's friend because he's Southern.
I meant more from like a Drake side of things.
Right,
like,
right.
You want him to be your bodyguard,
but let's face it. I mean, it is kind of a nice little coincidence that the left tackle that they needed also is this good old Southern boy with similar sensibilities to the quarterback who's young and has same kind of ways in which they view the world.
If he was
I don't
from,
think that's an accident by any stretch.
You don't think?
No, sir. I do.
Go,
not.
Go, Fitzy. Go, bud.
I think the two of them. I think having guys like this that sort of see the world the same way and that can work in lockstep, and somebody who is just so aggressively selfless and deferential like Will Campbell for someone like Drake May, who needs to be a star but at the same time is also not, you know, obnoxiously glamorous. Like, their styles mesh beautifully together. And the fact that Will Campbell's game has been getting better on the field on top of that each and every week only makes this a better relationship. He's literally his bodyguard. He is literally his bodyguard.
And as you brought it up earlier, they are the wide receiver is the lacking one right now. I don't know if Kyle Williams is ready to be the young development. Maybe it's Booty. He's not that old. Booty's not that old.
It would be Booty's. He's young. He's young like Drake.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a year older. In that world. Yeah. And you start to think of like the, you know, the Dallas Cowboys where it's Aikman and Emmitt and Michael Irvin and like these core, or even they haven't won, but Cincinnati, what they theoretically are doing with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and kind of building a core together, you do have the makings of yours. Before we get to the phone lines, and I see you lining up, 617-779-7937, I did want to poll the panel here. What has been more surprising, the elite success of the Patriots or the elite success of Drake May? Which is more surprising to you, Ted?
It's not even close. It's the organization success. Drake May, I've always thought he was special. I told everybody that last year, but nobody wanted to hear it. Well, you know, he's 1-11, Ted. Yeah, I know, but did you see that one play where he switched the ball from his right hand to his left hand? To me, the Drake May success, not as surprised. I am maybe how fast it's come, but it's really about how fast this organization has gone from a clown show, embarrassing kind of organization to buttoned up and the kind of, you know, the talk of the town. It happened overnight. And I give so much credit to honestly, you got to give credit to the Crafts for realizing they made a mistake with Jerod. They cut bait quick as they could, moved on, and hired the right guy. And I give Mike all the credit because you can just tell he has put everything he could into getting this team to where it is right now. All the work they did and the free agents, that was a lot of free agents they signed.
Yep.
And you have to kind of know who you want. That's a lot of guys they brought in. You're talking about 12 to 15 guys that have made immediate impacts. So I applaud the work they did, and I think that's a lot harder than what Drake has done because I think that's always just naturally, inherently been in him. Now it's just coming out. Fitzy?
I'm just going to do the thing where you hover the mouse and drag the icon down to the corner of what Ted said, and you hit a button that just drops the big thumbs up, like plus one, I like it. Like Ted just enumerated every single thing as to why I think all of us should believe that it's organizational success over Drake May. We knew Drake May was going to be good, if not really good, this year. The fact that he is an MVP candidate, wow.
But the
Patriots, we set the friggin' floor at 13 wins recently. Are you kidding?
And Kirk Herbstreit agreed with us. I don't know if you noticed that. At some point in the broadcast, he's like, this is a team that's going to win 13 games.
That's why.
Yeah. Like, this is like, and I did think we might have been getting ahead of ourselves when we were, so that was 8 wins, right? They were at 8 wins, and we're like, this team's going to win 13 games. 13-4 is sort of the floor.
Yeah.
They could win more if they beat Baltimore, or they, like, we're just kind of leaving room for 2 losses in there. And now Kirk Herbstreit is saying the exact same thing, and he is supposed to be unbiased, right? He's the national guy that goes to all that, but he's supposed to be.
You know what the connection is.
Which connection?
Well, Vrabel went to Ohio State.
No, I know. The Ohio State.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So it's Ohio State, and Drake May's a quarterback, and Kirk Herbstreit is obviously biased to quarterbacks.
Yeah,
so,
right,
yeah,
right,
the
right.
love in that
yeah, yeah,
area.
Yeah. Did you see
absolutely.
Him loving up Travion Henderson last night?
Ohio oh, my
State.
God, yes.
Oh, my God, Ohio State.
Oh, when he ran that first safety over, he was like, you got the Kirk Herbstreit
This guy
O-face.
Can run between the tackles, outside the tackles. He's not a first and second. He's a every
he
down did. Back.
That's why he's a 3-down back, and he'll prove that and all of
Ohio
that.
Ohio State.
Yep, the Ohio State Buckeyes are loyal to each other, but that's cool. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Monty in Burlington. What's up, Monty?
I don't see a lot of Monty. Hi. I just wanted to go back to the Stephon Diggs conversation for a second. And I want to point out that, you know, guys who are in the NFL are actually really young. And somebody who's 26 and had a lot of success is going to be a different person than a guy who's 31 and gone through ups and downs, maybe had an injury and stuff. And so I'm not actually that surprised that Steph Diggs is a better person, a better teammate now than he was 5 years ago.
All right, thanks for the call,
I like that take for money.
It's what we'd all hope to be true, right?
Yeah, I like that take. No, he's just, you know, he's got perspective now. Yeah. You know, he's been through had a lot of experiences. He's learned from them, and he's a better person now for it.
But after that boat, I mean, you know, with the Cardi B thing, the stuff you see online, and then, you know, the infamous boat incident, it got spooky there for a couple
of
seconds.
You, in particular, spooked me. You were telling me about all kinds of stuff on social media that you're in a different algorithm or whatever than I get. And you were noting some things, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the hip hop world, he's dating one of the most famous rappers in the industry right now.
I got to get in your algorithm. How do I get into your algorithm? I want to see what your algorithms are putting out there, man.
It's a different world, I'm sure.
Yeah. How about did you see what he had under his tape? He had Bible scripture under his eyes.
Oh, really?
Night. Yeah. Philippians or something. You know, I was like, well, okay. Come a long ways from that. I don't think he had Philippians on that boat with him. I think he
probably not. But who am I to judge? Judge not thy neighbor or something. Right. I think supposed to do one of those things. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls reacting to Jets Patriots. A business-like win for New England. 9 wins atop the NFL. No one else has 9 wins right now. We'll see what happens over the weekend. But for now, you're the best team in the NFL. Coming up next, we put a pin in this, but I wanted to circle back around. Justin Fields ran the ball down your throat early on in that game. Does that give you pause, concern, trepidation that on the horizon you have Lamar Jackson, you have Josh Allen, those guys in the regular season, or if you see them again in the postseason? So we're going to analyze the Patriots' defense of Fields and what it means moving forward. That's up next here on WEEI.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Afternoons.
On WEEI.
The Patriots clearly have their quarterback for the future in Drake May, but they also have their cornerback for the future in Christian Gonzalez. Tonight, an impeccable game, only allowing 1 reception on 7 targets for 2 yards. That's -3 receptions over expected. That'd be the 6th fewest in a game this season. And last week, he had the best game with -3.7 receptions over expected. He can play man, he can play zone, he can do it all for this Patriots offense, defense, and they're going to need him moving forward.
That was Sam Schwartzman, who studied the game book but didn't actually watch the game. If he had watched the game, he would know that Christian Gonzalez allowed Adonai Mitchell to run free a number of times, and luckily, Adonai Mitchell cannot catch the football. To which Ted correctly added, well, usually Justin Fields just misses his receivers, so it was a different spin on how they're going to come up with incomplete passes.
Yep.
But Christian Gonzalez was not as locked down as I'd like him to be last night. Now, he's one example that definitely, if I'm going to give him like an excuse or a pass, I could see him going into that game like, they don't have anybody. Even this guy's.
Can I be honest? He gave off the vibe like, really? This is.
He did.
I got to cover. You guys are going to throw this guy. I guess I got to cover him. Okay. Like, I just thought that was kind of his attitude.
Absolutely.
Blase.
You know? Didn't it look like that?
Yeah. Felt a little like I won't say indifferent, but a little blasé.
Even the play in the end zone was like, yeah, whatever, I'm running with him. Oh, you're going to throw it? Good luck.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Now, we're reading a lot into from afar, from a TV camera.
And we got in trouble for people that did read into his body language, right? But
yes.
Here we are reading into his body language. So.
But that's what we do. It's part of the job. But defensively, if there was one concern beyond it was not Christian Gonzalez, it was the early part of the game, 14-play drive. They picked up third downs, which is something they've actually been good at. On that drive, they were bad on third down. They ran the ball with Breece Hall. They ran the ball with Justin Fields. I don't mean to be disrespectful. It was a little bit of a high school offense with speed option read zones and all those types of things. And it did have us wondering, are the Bills and the Ravens eyeballing what the Jets did? Now, obviously, they're much better teams, and they're much better overall personnel, and they can actually throw the ball as well as run the ball. But is that going to be something those teams utilize Fitzy against the Patriots in the coming weeks to try to beat them?
I mean, it's a copycat league, so if they saw the Jets having some success with it, you think they're going to definitely try to exploit it. And if I'm those other teams, I don't let it go until the Patriots showcase a way to be able to stop it, and then you go to whatever your second or third level of the game plan is. Yeah, but I mean, Lamar Jackson should be able to, I won't say have a field day, but he should definitely be able to get after it.
I think they'll try it to see if the Patriots have an answer for it, and then my guess is they're also going to anticipate the Patriots knowing that's what the Bills and the Ravens are going to try and exploit them at, and so they'll have a plan for it. They'll be ready for it. I just don't think they were ready for it last night. I don't think they saw a lot of that.
But why? If you were scheming for Justin Fields in this offense, we didn't know any of the receiver. Like, wouldn't you say the most dangerous guy, are those two guys, somehow they're going to run? Like, I'd be preparing for that.
Yeah. I give them credit for adjusting.
Absolutely.
I will say this, too. I think the Jets did a good job. They basically exploited a different edge rusher on every play. Like, one week it was Chasen. And the next one it was – it was Tavai, and the next play it was Jennings, and so they it wasn't like they were exploiting the same guy over and over again. I hear what you're saying, and it is interesting. You know what is interesting is that Belichick back in the day, we used to have trouble against mobile quarterbacks, Do you know why? It's because Bill devises a plan for a certain play or in a certain situation, and when plays break down and they go off script, well, we don't have contingency plans for that.
Right.
It's, well, we had the coverage, and we disguised, and we played it perfect, and now you're going off script. Well, we're not as good at that, right, kind of thing. That was just a side note there. But I will tell you, I think they'll be fine. I'm not worried about it. The Patriots are going to – they're going to remember that they had issues against Justin Fields, and so they are going to – plan that those two teams that do the same type of plays, that they'll be on their P's and Q's.
And that was what my one optimistic take, Fitzy, is you do have this, what have you been calling it, a mini buy or whatever
the micro buy.
You can do some self-scouting. You have a few more days,
correct,
especially with the players off, to sit down with that core and try to figure out how do we want to approach these things moving forward. It's not such
Anthony Jennings, hello.
Well, it could be. Yeah. I mean, I don't know specifically what it is, but at least you have the opportunity to get ready.
But how nice is it that the two teams that we're talking about, they play in back-to-back weeks, right?
Yeah.
And it's 3 weeks from now.
Yeah.
So they have plenty of time. And, like, that's it. Who were the two biggest opponents on their schedule? Both run similar type kind of styles and have similar type quarterbacks. Like, that's lucky that they got.
Or unlucky if you can't stop it, depending on how it goes those two
weeks. They do in that first Buffalo game?
Very good. Very good. Now, I don't know if they're going to look to run more with Josh Allen. Certainly the Ravens are at the point where both of these teams are kind of make or break points of their season. Are you going to be a playoff team? Are you going to be a contender? Or are you going to have a disappointing season?
Right, so you can get their best.
I would think so. I also wanted to ask you, because I thought it might come up in the TED Talk. It didn't. You were harsh on a certain player yesterday that broke onto the stat sheet.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christian Barmore longer has a big old zero in the sack column.
He's probably sitting there going, that Johnson.
He heard you.
Yeah. So thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome,
he
Barmore.
He actually almost had back-to-back. He
did.
He failed to kind of wrap up.
At the end of the game, so he showed up at the end. That was good.
Oh, what do we do? Are we dismissing this garbage time?
Nope. Milton Williams wasn't out there, so,
I also, was Al Michaels right? I forgot to check. That was his first sack in 2 years? Because Al Michaels
think he
said,
had any last year. He only played like 4.5 games.
I think
last
you might
year.
Be right. Yeah,
you didn't even know how long it's been. Since.
Well, I said this,
this year.
Yeah,
I did because yeah. I think you had Herb Street said it's his first sack of the year, and Al Michaels goes, actually, he hasn't had one since 2023.
That surprised me. I just come on, right? I don't know. I mean, last year, okay, the blood clots, I give him a pass.
But. Oh, they're wrong, Dan Ball. He had a sack last year?
Had a sack against Miami November 24th, 2024.
Yeah. Okay, so Al Michaels, old again.
What do we think about the Milton Williams? you know the story about that last night. So he gets hurt.
Yep.
Early in the game. He could have gone back in, but Vrabel said, you know what? We're good. We got this.
Go get treated.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
I like it. Because he's if we're going to list important players, he's pretty high on the list.
About as important as they get.
I mean, there was a guy out there last night. I probably should not admit this on the radio. A Gregory. I'm like, where did Gregory come from?
Yeah, what was it, 55?
And I'm like, yeah, something like that. And I'm like, yeah, who's? I thought, like, did they screw up a jersey? Is
well,
his
no,
name not really Gregory?
Their depth is they need guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But that's why if you're going to err on the side of get Milton Williams healthy or don't exacerbate an injury on Thursday night against the Jets.
Not every coach. I mean, Bill would have done that.
Well, I mean, it's a new time. It's a
yeah,
new
yeah,
era.
It's a new
sheriff.
He's a player's coach. Yeah. He's got the player's best interest in mind.
Also smart, because I don't think they have the depth. I don't think you want to go in. Hell, you don't want to go into Baltimore and the Bills without him.
No question. You know what I was more excited to talk about on the D-line, though, is Elijah Ponder had his second sack of the season. Like, Elijah started to show up a little bit.
Yeah, now it's starting to not be like the guy no one knows at the end of right. the game. It's like, no, is this guy going to be something that's kind of evolving? Dan Ball told me I had to learn his name because he now has two sacks.
It's getting a little more offensive if you don't remember his name. It's more what I was trying to assert.
You know
to
his
you.
Number.
95.
No.
What is it? 91.
That's Tonga.
91.
Yes, 91.
Just 95 because he's my favorite player now because he he's getting ready. He's getting the hands loose. He's getting his gloves ready. So when they throw him the ball on
that
boot.
That's what it is, yes.
All right, coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it is 5 o'clock. You know the deal. You're getting to go home for a nice, fun weekend, and we're going to bring you The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy,
celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.